Government has reacted to statement by former Attorney General Martin Amidu questioning the competence of the state legal team in the controversial 51 million Woyomi debt saga. Deputy Minister of Information James Ejinim Boateng says Mr. Amidu cannot take the moral right in the matter. He says the government is on course in retrieving the money. Mr. Ejinim Boateng told Radio Ghana that Mr. Martin Amidu's claim has no basis.
Mr. Martin Amidu cannot take the moral high ground in this matter. Indeed, you would notice that whilst he was in office and even before him, His Excellency the President had expressed concern about the turn of affairs with respect to the judgment debt issue, which subsequently became a subject of investigation and Yoko finding. When this matter broke, I think that what the President did was to instruct, indeed, the Attorney General to go to court and defend the claim, which is why only yesterday this same team working with the Honorable Attorney General, Honorable Dr. Ben Kumbo, were in court yesterday and got the leave of the court. We were successful in persuading the court to grant it leave, that is permission, in order to amend a writ of summons and statement of claims so that they can continue to fight the judgment debt issue.
Are you then saying that he has no grounds for doubting the strategy the state is adopting in the prosecution of Woyome?
It's important to acknowledge that there are challenges, obviously, at the AG's department. There are logistical challenges, as a matter that all of us are pretty much aware of. But it's also fair to say that Mr. Martin Amidu himself was in charge of the place for close to 1 year. I am not aware, I do not get a sense or any inclination from his statement, even though he is questioning the competence of the officers at that place. I am not aware. You don't get any sense from his statement at all that he at one point or the other, he at any point queried any of these officers mentioning his statement for incompetence or anything for that matter. So I find it a bit difficult to accept the issues he's raising.
Deputy Minister of Information James Ejinim Boateng. Meanwhile, the MP for Greater South, Samuel Atachia, says Mr. Amidu's statement is just to advise the current Attorney General to prosecute the Woyomi case himself. He told Radio Ghana that the case is so big that he demands professional hands to handle it.
I think he might be saying that it should be the current Attorney General who should do it himself. Because I saw that before he exited, he did it himself. Apart from that, I do not see why this can be a big issue, because it's a setup, you know. The Attorney General department is a setup. Well, you have chief state attorneys and principal state attorneys, and they go to prosecute some of these matters after they've had their briefings with the Attorney General. But when the case is very big, but I suppose he introduces gargantuan thing. So he supposes that the case is so big that he believes that the Attorney General, who should be doing this himself, the Attorney General believes that he has briefed somebody sufficiently to go and prosecute the case, albeit so long as the person is not shoddy and the person is up to the task, eventually it is the Attorney General who might have delegated his powers who will be blamed. Because if you send, a dwarf of an advocate to go and do such a big case and there's any kind of problems, you will bear it.
As a lawyer, do you think the strategy that the state is adopting will help the prosecution of the case?
Well, I can assure you, the prosecution of the case is a serious one. I don't have any doubt in my mind that they will fiddle it or play with it, because the whole world is looking at them, and I believe that they have confidence in what they are doing. So it will be in bad taste for me to think that they will do something untoward. But whatever they do, ultimately, they prosecute well, but the final arbiter is the judge, not themselves.
MP for Buakwa South, Samuel Atachia.